This is World College Radio Day 2021.
Heard around the world, around the world, around the world.
This is the day we all come together. You are listening to the World College Radio Day Global Marathon. The College Radio Foundation is grateful for the following organizations and our official supporters for this event: Hindenburg Systems, Live 365, Spinatron, and Vero True Social.
This global marathon is powered by Live 365.
Hi, my name is Eva Gustafsson. I'm the president of World College Radio Day, and I welcome you to the 11th annual World College Radio Day.
My name is Annabella Poland, and I am president of College Radio Day in the U.S.
On Friday, October 1st, once again we come together to celebrate radio productions by students worldwide.
We learn in these 20 months that we are resilient. We remain resilient.
Come what may, student radio will find a way. Because in tough times, we thrive.
Have the best World College Radio Day yet.
Status report. It's back again.
Press play.
The day college radios comes together around the world.
Turn your radio up as loud as possible.
Turn them radios up.
I love it.
Welcome, my friends,
to World College Radio Day.
College Radio Day.
The old world is on the air.
College Radio is united.
Connection is coming.
T-minus 15 seconds. Guidance is internal. 11, 10, 9.
Here we go. Are you ready?
Ignition sequence. 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Zero. All engine running.
Radio connected.
And now. Connected to.
Malaysia.
What's up, everyone? You're tuning into Sun FM, coming all the way to you from Sunway University, Malaysia. And we would like to wish everyone happy World College Radio Day from us here on Sun FM.
So this time around, we will be talking about the challenges we and fellow Malaysians have faced and conquered during the past year. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our first segment here on Sun FM.
As it is known, the COVID-19 pandemic has been around for quite some time, and I'm pretty sure everyone is feeling irked about this situation.
Yep, I know that a lot of our lives were pre-affected, and it is definitely not a pleasant situation right now for everyone to be in, including us as well. But however, in Sun FM, we would actually like you to know that you are definitely not alone in this fight.
Yes, and as mentioned in the beginning, today marks our Sun FM's first anniversary, which means that we have started this radio station during the lockdown. And the past year has been a really tough road for us, especially in Sun FM, considering that our recordings often happen in the virtual space.
Exactly. People always assume that recording in virtual space is pretty easy because it's kind of accessible in our own house. But
yes.
Because the thing is, we are required to interact with each other more often, and sometimes our connections could also be an issue as well, and you know, they refuse to cooperate with us, so it's just like our typical online classes where we have to face with the connection issues.
Definitely the connection issues is there every time, but you know, it's just not that. We also didn't have enough funds to have a professional setup for each of us at home, so we had to improvise with what we had. Yeah, but yeah, like thankfully Malaysia is now undergoing a recovery phase, which is why this is our first time recording a full-on episode together in the studio of our campus after a year of recording virtually.
Exactly. It hasn't really been easy for us. In fact, everyone in Malaysia as well, like we were doing so well in the past year, but unfortunately the pandemic resurge and
Again.
It hasn't been well since then. But as mentioned, like due to the Delta variant, right, doctors were actually expressing a lot of concerns about how there's a lot of insufficient ICU beds, and also how despite being in the controlled environment where doctors are able to keep an eye on the patient's investigation, but even though they are supposedly clean, somehow they are still able to get infected by this COVID Delta variant, which is kind of sad and very unfortunate. So,
yeah. And it's very dangerous as well, because like we all know the virus is constantly evolving into another variant. So like, of course, concerns were expressed by the World Bank Malaysia Economic Monitor about the overall capacity of Malaysia's health system. And of course, the effects of the ongoing cycle of, you know, opening and closing, basically the on and off of the economy on households and firms. And because of that, like the sudden surge in our daily cases, the government has to go on lockdown mode again in order to curb the transmission of the virus. And for sure, like this resurging pandemic has definitely made its impact. And indirectly, a lot of people have experienced a drastic change in their life. And of course, that includes us as well.
Yeah, it's pretty confusing, actually, having the lockdown to go on and off repeatedly throughout the past 1 year. So naturally, thousands were unemployed. And education was stopped because the majority of us are actually going on online classes. So, again, with the connection issues, and some of the children might not have the opportunity or the privilege to actually own a laptop or a gadget device to go on classes as well. You know, everything just happened overnight. And
everything happens very quickly.
Yes, and the force of this pandemic is undeniably strong, and it shows that, you know, it's very hard to stop again with this pandemic. And I kind of think that it's going to take a really long time to recover from it, because it really shows no stopping time at this moment.
Yeah, it's, I mean, from my personal point of view, I think it's going to be around for quite some time again, but it is what it is. For instance, there's an article whereby a 33-year-old man had lost his clerical job when the company shut down. And unfortunately, his family survived on plain rice, mackerel, and eggs. And of course, he managed to find work as a security guard, but unfortunately was again laid off days before the extended lockdown. And to make things worse, they were kicked out of their rental home in an area called Shah Alam. So as a result, he had to do odd jobs, but obviously his income is not enough to sustain his family. And his younger brother mentioned that things have been extremely difficult for him, because despite taking up multiple odd jobs, like his income is not enough to cover groceries, rentals, and even utility bills. He also said that he was very depressed and already started to think about suicide, which is a very serious matter. And because the government announced the extension of the third lockdown. So that was when like the siblings decided to come together and set up a joint savings account. So like all of them would have access to some money for food.
That is very unfortunate though, because...
That is very unfortunate.
Yes, because I know that a lot of people are really struggling in terms of financial, not just like within Malaysia, but also worldwide as well. Mm-hmm. But I see as of right now, some of the world... some of the country are currently recovering. And even though, yes, we are recovering, trying to recover, but it's not really as well received compared to last year.
Yeah. I mean, obviously, like, COVID really took a hit on everybody financially. So, like, to further explain the situation, like, unemployment rate rose to 5.3% since last year during the first movement control order here in Malaysia. And as at April this year, the rate was 4.6%.
And because of this, of course, a lot of initiatives have to be introduced by the government or even like the non-governmental organization to help out those in need to stay afloat during this pandemic. So, which is why we have this movement called Kita Jaga Kita movement. Direct translation in English, it means that we have to take care of each other, like as a citizen, helping out a citizen instead.
Yes.
So this was a movement that was started by us fellow Malaysian for those in need during the COVID-19 pandemic. So be it food banks or donations or even care packages and free online classes were set in motion so that every Malaysian would not feel left out during difficult times like this. So this is indeed a critical moment for us Malaysians to come together and try and overcome,
you know, just help, True. Just help each other out during difficult times like this, because, you know, everyone is not doing well, obviously, and just, you know, lend out a helping hand. And who knows, it means a lot to the people who are receiving it.
Yes, it could be a small gesture, but it does help.
But it really means a lot.
But you know, I do wonder, right, when would be the time where we could all gather together in our campus cafeteria just to have like a wonderful lunch together. Not just you and me, but also the whole campus team, because not everyone is here.
I'm sure everyone definitely misses the environment, like how noisy it is, like how chaotic it is in cafeteria, like everybody's buying food, lining up. So yeah, I definitely miss that.
Those were the good times. Anyways, here's to our first song of the day. It is called Cafeteria by Meraki, right here on Sun FM. Meraki with their song Cafeteria here on Sun FM. do go ahead and stream Cafeteria on Spotify, as they are really close to 100k streams. And as previously mentioned by both Lian and Eldon, here in Malaysia, we have been having some several movements in the light of COVID-19 to help one another. So one of the initiatives is the Black and White Movement that has been happening this year, 2021. So let's just start off with the Black Flag Movement, which is called Lawan, and that means fight in the Malay language. This movement actually started off with none other than the need of necessities. And this movement links to the White Flag Movement, as unemployment rate in Malaysia has risen over the period of constant lockdowns, with cases rising due to the White Flag Movement. A number of politicians actually dismiss it as a political propaganda. So that triggered many Malaysians, hence the Black Flag Movement, in order to express the dissatisfaction with the Malaysian government. And there's been protests with this movement, mostly carried out by the young Malaysians. So it's really good to see young Malaysians stepping up and getting involved in the future of Malaysia.
Yeah, it really is. And despite the dark days, the White Flag Movement has been such a big influence, and it is still currently going strong all over the country. So we have been talking about the Black Flag Movement, so we're going to jump into the White Flag Movement now. The White Flag Movement is basically a movement that urged B40, which the below 40% and M40, middle 40% groups, to raise white flags to signal food poverty. Families that are facing hunger, unemployment, financially instability are encouraged to wave a white flag or put a piece of white cloth outside their homes to signal for help. The idea is that by spotting the white flag, neighbors and good Samaritans can reach them to help them and provide stuff they need.
Yeah. So initially, there's this application called Bendera Putih, which means white flag.
Yes, but it's now called the Samba SOS. So for those that don't know what Samba is basically a condiment that us Malaysians eat with nasi lemak. So it's quite a Malaysian delicacy.
Jokes aside, this application actually allows people to see the map of Malaysia where active food banks are actually marked. So this can help people easily track down food banks.
Honestly, it is really heartwarming to see us Malaysians come together to help one another in this hard time. And now we shall listen to a lovely track by Shahil Korstar here on Sun FM.
I've been away for too long, too long. My heart has been swaying away so far, so far. Need your love, you're a star. So close yet so far. Come stay on my heart. Cause you know you wanna, you know you wanna. Cause you're a star. So close yet so far. Come stay on my heart. We can cuddle to the early morning. Then we'll just hang on. Just want me straight out. 12点起, I can live like this on repeat. 我需要你的爱来浇灌我。今天我遇见你温暖我。 There's nothing I could ever need. Only you. Need your light, need your love. You're a star. Come stay on my heart, oh, oh, oh. Cause you know, yeah.
was Star by Shiheel. And the music video for this track is really aesthetically pleasing if you're really into the Y2K aesthetics, which is currently back on trend once again. I don't know if you guys have actually seen, like, you know, the social media, especially Instagram. You see a lot of Instagram shops and, like, influencers starting to wear the whole Y2K fashion again, I guess.
I mean, what is Y2K exactly?
I was asking the same question as well, because I'm so sorry if I am considered uneducated or uncultured.
You live under the rock. I'm kidding.
But it's kind of like, I don't think I've ever heard Y2K aesthetics before, so maybe it's best if you could try and describe a little more to us.
Okay, Y2K, if you watch, like, romantic comedy movies, mm-hmm. and, like, Mean Girls and,
Blonde,
High School Musical,
White
that kicks. Kind of fashion, tank tops with low-rise jeans kind of aesthetics. It's mm-hmm. basically Y2K, so it's short for a year 2000.
Yeah, that makes much more sense now. So make sure to stream Super Strobe EP, SuperStrobe on their Spotify. And if you guys didn't notice, we're joining with Leon and Alden once again.
Yes.
Hi everyone, what's up?
Even though we joined in earlier.
Yes, we're here.
So we've been covering all the initiatives, movements, campaigns that have been happening for some time now, and it's really truly amazing to see Malaysians unite and help one another.
Yes, that is very, very true. But, like, beside all these official campaigns and the movement, not just within, like, the citizens, but we have actually been mm-hmm. seeing a lot of cafes and restaurants, even, like, small business shops that some students or even any citizen individuals wanted to do. They help by offering free meals or even basic mm-hmm. necessities mm-hmm. like oil, rice, and even water for the people who are really in need in it.
Mm-hmm. That's nice of them.
Yeah, there's this like cafe and restaurant nearby my area which makes meals for families or people who are really in mm-hmm. need. So if I'm not mistaken, they actually take donation and then with the money they actually buy like rice and stuff like that and actually cook a full meal for families who are in need. And if you want to go support them, they are called Awesome Canteen. It's in Sea Park.
Well, that is actually really, really cool.
Yeah,
I think I've saw it around my area, like uh-huh. the one that you mentioned, like, you know, makes free meals for family and people who really need it. And for me, I think that is honestly such a big gesture because, like, ever since the lockdown, a lot of eateries, places have been closed down and, you know, for them to, like, contribute and help out the people who are in need, even though it's, like, within a small area or, like, a small-scale type of thing, it still help the people, and I'm sure it means a lot to the people as well.
Yeah, plus, I feel that with the lockdowns are starting to get better, right, the cases in Malaysia are slowly decreasing, more and more restaurants or cafes, they can finally open up.
Again.
Yeah, that's, like, you know, it's going to help with the economy and the economy to move forward.
Right.
But I mean, it's not only the restaurant and cafes that have been helping out people during the whole lockdown. From what I know, I've actually seen convenience store, which is called, the one that I saw was called 99 Speed Mart. Mm-hmm. So as everybody in Malaysia knows, it's a convenience store that's located everywhere in our neighborhood. So there's been having this thing called charity box where people can drop any necessities into the box to help out the people that are in need.
Yeah, but also not just convenience stores, though. Even like big supermarket chains in Malaysia, they have this donation box.
Yeah.
True.
Was in lockdown for too long.
<don't> But like, there's like a couple of grocery stores, but this was actually before the pandemic itself. They actually do take collections of like rice, food, and things like that. So they give it to the people who can't afford to have full meals, actually.
No, so it kind of aligns to their corporate social responsibility
yeah.
where they try and contribute back to the society with all the money that they have profited
from. Yeah, exactly.
From. Oh, that is really, really nice. Because I personally, I mean, probably because I haven't been out for a very long time until now, I haven't been realizing there's a lot of such charity boxes and all the
donation.
Yeah, all the donation boxes. Because I often see this on social media. So I know that stuff like this do appear in real life. It's just I never gotten the chance to really
see it happening. I mean, not to say that I want to see it happen.
But I mean, you haven't seen it in person, but you've seen it on social media.
Yes.
That's how we all know about it.
Yes, yes. Which is why, like, there are, like, people on social media where they try and create care packages for all Malaysians. Like, for example, the women who are in need. Some of the care packages that was created does include, for example, sanitary care and also personal hygiene products. Because, not to lie or, like, be frank, actually, women's hygiene products
are really expensive.
Yes. So, in case the guys out there is not aware, there's a lot of things.
I think it's not just in Malaysia itself. All around the world, women hygiene products are more pricier than any other products. Like men hair care shampoos and things like that.
Yeah, it may not seem like a necessity for some people, but especially when you have to going through all the cycles, it's a bit troublesome if you don't really have it.
Mm.
But yeah, I mean, for me, it's a necessity for, women out there for, you know, sanitary care products. But I mean, actually, if you look more into social media platforms, especially Instagram and Facebook, there are a wide range of care packages, and even non-governmental organizations are offering free online classes to, you know, students who can't afford internet connections, and even donations that have been curated by Malaysians in hope to ease things out for those who are in need. And just like Chloe mentioned, we know donation drives or like care packages from social media, and I think social media has really helped out a lot of people, voicing their matters, voicing their thoughts. So yeah, I think aside from, you know, donations and raising awareness through social media, some even took it to a creative way to, you know, raise awareness of poverty through a game.
Yeah, I kind of find it very creative in that sense, because social media right now is kind of like a really huge thing. It changes the world entirely compared to the previous world pandemic that has happened before. So yes, in a way, like, you might be wondering, like, how does a person create a game to raise awareness? It's really hard to think about it, but actually there has been a game that I found recently that was developed in England, even though it's not in Malaysia. But it is interesting how, like, this game that I found involves facts and figures about the whole poverty issues. And the game basically involves, like, you would have to make choices, financially.
I think I've heard of it before, but I'm not entirely sure whether it's the same game that I'm thinking about.
I didn't even heard about it before. Oh, no.
Yeah, see, this is...
Yeah, I never heard it before, too.
It's actually a pretty simple game. I could actually demonstrate right now, because the game is very similar to, like, a presentation-ish kind of slides, but...
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh.
It's actually pretty insightful if you go and discover
it. It's a website, right?
Yeah, it's kind of like a website. So to those who are interested in knowing this game, you can actually go onto the website called playspend.org. So are you guys ready for this?
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Let's get it.
So let's just start with the first thing.
Yes, let's do it.
So it says over 14 million of employees are unemployed, and
your savings are gone,
and you've lost your house,
and you're down to your last $1,000. Can you make it through the month?
Can we?
So there is two options. One is called find a job or exit.
I would find a job.
Yeah,
Definitely.
Definitely find a job, yes. Right? Okay.
You only have like $1,000.
Yeah, how are you gonna survive in 1 month?
You ain't going to survive your whole life with just $1,000.
Especially, like, they say you've lost your house as well. So you eventually have to, like, find a place to rent.
Yes.
And you need the money. So $1,000 is not enough. So let's find a job.
It's definitely not
imagine you're just at the beginning of this game and you just hit
it
exit.
Gets more complicated.
Okay. We are going to hit
find a job.
Okay, we have hit find a job. Our total balance right now is $1,000. We are in day one, and it says, you're running out of money fast. It's time to get a job. Any job, here's what's available. So
Choose one.
Choose
okay,
one.
So the first one says warehouse. Second shift, looking for dependable, punctual, and hardworking warehouse associates must be able to lift 20 pounds and have reliable transportation. And it's $9 an hour from 12 to 7. Let's see the next one.
So this is the $9 first shift.
Yes.
Yeah, $9. And another one is a restaurant. Join our team is like a typical waitress cashier.
Okay,
thing.
But it's like $2.13 per hour, but you get tips. But the thing is, I know that like some restaurants they have to like, you know, keep giving tips. Like some certain percentage you kinda like get from your total amount and then you tip the waiter, or if you're feeling generous, you tip more. Cause this is slightly different, it's not in Malaysia, but in the States, when my mom, she used to study there, so when she worked, her tips is usually more than her wage.
So it basically depends on whether you are lucky or
not. It depends on the tips as well.
It's not about being lucky. If your service is good, people are willing to tip you. So it depends.
But that is provided in the America or the England.
Because if you look at Malaysia, we don't really tip.
We often get taxes.
The culture in Malaysia is definitely not there.
Yeah, so can we just look at the next one?
Okay, so let's go to the next one.
Let's moving on.
The other one is office temp.
So this is an admin job. It says, know your way around an office. We're hiring temporary workers all over the area. Admin experience and attention to detail, a must.
A must.
So it's also $9 an hour. The hours vary.
You may be working overtime.
Yeah.
So we have like three options. The first one we mentioned was
warehouse,
where we have to lift 20 pounds. And it's $9 per hour, but it's 7 hours from 12 p.m. to 7 p.m. And the other two jobs, which is like a restaurant worker and the admin job, the hours vary. But
it says apply in person Tuesday through Friday. So
this is an interview personally I would go for restaurant.
Let me think again.
But the fact is I won't choose the warehouse one because it says you need to have power to leave, carry. You have to know that.
And have reliable transportation.
Yeah, we are running out of money.
Even if you work in an office and it's, you know, the hours vary, that means you're still being paid $9 per hour and you're probably not sure whether you're going to get paid to do overtime.
But it says that you have a limited time, so 12 p.m. to 7 p.m.
No, I'm talking about like the office. Talking about that one is fine because like I understand where Damien's coming from, because if you are not someone who can carry heavy stuff, that might be, you know.
Yeah, I need to know that you don't have food.
But the office temp, like,
okay, just think about it. Theoretically,
this is temporary. The office temp, literally temp means temporary. If you look at the second shift, it's more stable. You get what I mean? This is also stable. So for me, I would either choose between the admin or the restaurant, because these two is, there's a stability there compared to an office temp.
I would actually go for the restaurant one, because, you know, with restaurant, you get to meet people. It's not that boring compared to
and then you can save your lunch there, because
you can save lunch there too.
You know, like waitresses always have like
free
lunches.
You save money on lunch, and if you work like 12 hour shift, you save money on food. Shall we decide?
I would go for the restaurant. Just pay for the like the lunch money and stuff.
Okay, we'll go for the restaurant job, which is $2.13 per hour with tips, and the hours vary.
Let's go. Fast pace and fun atmosphere.
It says, let's hope you get some good tips. The average salary for this job is $8 per hour and you have to buy your uniform.
Oh, goodness.
So it says $1,280 monthly pay before taxes, but we have to deduct $192 for taxes and $40 for a uniform.
I mean, the uniform is long term though.
It's
long term. It's only like one time investment.
Yeah, but the taxes, you have to constantly do it every month, from what I know. So 192, and you probably survive on the, if you're saving money, you survive the food in the restaurant.
Yeah.
So currently, the weekly pay we have is $262. Well, the only button that we can hit is continue.
Continue. Left no choice.
Okay, I'm scared.
Okay.
Yeah, let's continue. $8
per hour is is all right.
I'm actually quite excited to see where it would get us.
It says, the Affordable Care Act requires you to get health insurance. Mm. The good news, your child is covered by the state. The bad, you aren't. So which plan do you want?
Okay.
So the first option is the gold plan, which you have to pay $329 per month. And you have to pay additional $15 copay. So for the silver plan, it's $268 per month with $25 copay. Bronze plan is $232 per month with $45 copay. And lastly, you can choose to opt out as well, but you
penalty.
Would have, yeah, there's a penalty, which is $12 per month.
Okay, but how do we know, like, what is the gold plan, what is the silver, and what's the bronze?
Yeah,
like,
what is the details?
Like, if you choose, like, gold plan, does it mean, like, you get a higher benefit? Or, like...
Most likely,
most likely, right?
Yes, the higher you pay, the more benefits you
but
get.
But the thing is, if you think about, like, jobs, like, certain companies that actually cover your insurance, I get it, like, in this situation, like, you have to find... insurance for yourself just in case.
As of now, we only have 1,000 followers. So, do you think that you want to pay for the health insurance? And if so, which one? Or just opt out?
What are your thoughts right now?
I think we should subscribe a plan. I think
subscribe.
Okay. Maybe, subscribe.
I mean, maybe, you know, to be safe, let's go with the bronze
because,
plan.
Because we work in a restaurant, you know, restaurant.
Like, if anything, you can, like, hurt yourself.
Yeah, yeah. Anything, the insurance will, like, reimburse us.
Because I know that medical, like, fees are expensive.
Mm, indeed.
Yeah,
true.
So,
like, insurance is, I think it's really important.
So, do we want to go for the bronze plan, at least?
The fact that we only have $1,000 in our accounts, I kind of feel because, like, bronze plan is the safest.
Yeah, if you're gonna I'm really having a calculator next to me and I'm trying to, like, work things out. If you deduct, like, $232 and the 45 one shot, so
okay.
We're gonna be left with $728.
Okay, let's go with the bronze plan then.
Okay, all right, let's go with the bronze plan.
If let's we go, not waste like, too much plan, money for now.
Yeah.
Under, like, $700.
Okay, let's just go with that.
All right, I'm scared.
Okay, it says, result. Even the most basic plan under the Affordable Care Act covers more than what you could have gotten before. But at almost $60 each paycheck, it's no free ride.
Hmm.
So this is kind of like another fact that they mentioned about.
Yeah.
Mm.
So we're just going to go back to, I think it's day three.
Oof.
So.
Oh, gosh.
Oh, my goodness.
Surprisingly, we somehow still have our $1,000 balance. But I think it's like we have to find a place to live right now at the third.
Right.
So $725 goes to the rent and the travel cost would be $83.
That's a lot.
We have to pay $808 per month.
Wait, was it the insurance is $232 what again? $232, right?
Yes.
Yeah, $232 plus $808 would be $1,040.
Oh. We're like $40 short. But the thing is, we still have our balance in the
bank. But I'm just trying to think.
But we still have, like, our salary, right?
I'm, like, probably overanalyzing this. But like, if you think about, like, the job, like, you're literally getting, like, $1,000-ish per month. And you have to survive on $1,040 for your insurance and your rent. What about food? I mean, despite, like, you know.
We haven't even gone to food.
It's only day three.
Because of the health insurance.
Do we pay? We pay. I guess we have to pay.
I mean, the only button that we have right now is...
Is the pay button.
Yeah. The pay button.
So we're just gonna have to pay
the house button.
Can you click
the house?
Yeah,
click the house.
There is a house button, but the thing is, it's not clickable.
You can choose. Like,
okay, so the thing is, here's how it is.
We can choose it.
Yes, there's a picture. It's like a building where it says 0 miles and 250 miles.
So the closer you live to your workplace is gonna be a higher cost. If you're gonna live 50 miles away, it's gonna be lesser.
Okay, so I move it to the minimum cost. So the minimum cost would be $760 per month. Honestly, it's better than what...
But okay, you're paying $600 rent and your travel cost is $160.
I mean, the higher your rent, the lower your travel cost is. So yeah. Either way, you're spending a lot.
Okay, wait. Six, go to the furthest, 600, right? 600, oh, 600 and 160 is 760. So if you go back.
If I go to the,
nearest
one, it's so 850 on rent, but the travel cost is $5.
So definitely if...
It's a big difference.
We'll all decide on the 50.
There's like a 200 difference between each prices. So I think we can go with the lowest one.
Yeah, which is rent of $600.
Let's make it 800.
Oh my God.
I'm just kidding. Wow, this is 800.
Wow, No, just kidding.
Okay. No, we're just going to stick with the lowest cost. Yeah, the travel cost will be $160. Yeah. So we're just going to pay that, okay?
It's time to find a friend to carpool.
Okay, so the result. You chose to live further away from your job, so your rent is lower, but your gas costs are higher. In fact, for every dollar a working family saves on housing, they spend on additional 77 cents on transportation.
I mean, yeah, we don't have transportation in this scenario, but the result is just to tell the people who play this game, what are the probability and what are the facts.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Mm. All right, let's continue then.
Now our balance we have today is day 4, and our current balance after the rent is $240. We barely got to day 5 or day 10.
Are we going
to
go broke?
And we've already spent more than 50%.
So there's 3 options. Now, apparently, our new apartment is too small for our stuff. So what do we want to do? It's either we rent a storage unit for $45, have a yard sale, or ask a friend to store it. In my opinion, if you have a yard sale, that means you're going to have some money.
Okay, let's go for the yard sale.
We'll be selling Damon's shoe.
Why is it my shoes?
You sold a bunch of stuff, but you only made $150. I mean, it's better than
It's better than nothing.
It's better than nothing. It's better than renting out a storage unit.
Yes, exactly. Okay, so I think we're going to move on to day 5. We now have $390 in our bank account. But now what we have is your car's registration is due. It'll cost $250 to get it road legal. What do you want to do?
I would pay it.
I won't take the chances because the fine might be higher.
Yes.
So there's 2 chances.
If we take our chances, the fine might be higher than $250.
Okay, so you have 2 options here. The first one is you pay the money, which is $250, or you take your chances, which is probably skipping the cost.
But then the fine might be way higher than $250.
Yeah, maybe the result after this is the fine is like $1,000.
So now we have $390. If we choose to spend and pay the bills, we only have $140 left, and it's day 5.
But the thing is, I think we all agree, if we're going to take our chances, the fine might go over $250 and we might have literally negative in our account.
And let's be a good citizen.
Yeah, we might be in debt just because, take our chances. Mm. Because
and if you just pay your car registration, it's going to last you for a year. Is that how it works?
Yeah. Yeah.
At least in Malaysia, road tax is one year.
1 year to know. So yeah, yes.
I would say pay it.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys all agree
to pay it.
Yep. Pay the money.
Pay the money.
Let's pay it.
Oh, now we have $140 on day 6. Now it says your neighbor is moving and has offered to pay you $50 to help, but they reserve the truck during the time your kid will be starring in school play. What do you want to do?
This is
I would see the play definitely.
So do you want to take the job or go see the play? These are the 2 options that you have.
This is a moment of conflict because it's do you want to put family first or do you want to
put the money
first? I would go with family first. I can earn another $50 from,
But it reminds me of the Pursuit of Happiness movie where it kind of prioritized the family, I think.
Yeah. But Leanne, what about you? Would you take the job or go to the play?
I mean, honestly speaking, I kind of feel I think there would be more chances in terms of school play. But right now, because we're in really tight of money. For me, I would probably take the job. But we go on the majority of money, you guys.
I'm on the same page with you. But the thing is, right,
I understand, like, there might be a lot of plays in the future and stuff like that, but you're missing out on, like, your child's, like, moment, like, this one chapter.
For $50?
For $50, is it worth $50, it?
You would have at least an extra $50 in your account, and you can buy food, and possibly you can use the money to kind of, like, you know...
And also help support your kids as well, even though... Yeah. It's
while we're like literally on two sides of the spectrum right now. So what do? We don't get a third vote. So okay, what about if you could use the $50 right to like kind of like I wouldn't say reward but like kind of take your kid out on like a celebration to make it up for
that could work.
A small gift, which costs you know
like buy a
would
small
you
little...
would you take the job.
Yeah, I would actually take the job then.
Okay, if that is the case, we're gonna take the job. $50 job.
Yeah. Let's take the job.
Alright.
So, as a result, you'll miss the play, but that $50 will make a difference, which is a big reason parents with low incomes tend to be less involved in their children's schooling and extracurricular activities. Actually, this is very, very real.
It's the reality, for
it's
sure.
It's not like they can do anything about it.
Yeah, it's kind of, see, like, you know, sometimes when kids, when you're young, you don't really understand why your parents tend to be dismissive of whatever you're doing. But
when they grow older, they tend to, they start to understand.
Some would understand.
But some will still hold a grudge against, you know.
Well, if only they know the truth, because this is the whole poverty issue that's going on.
Yeah, and also, like, parents don't really want the kids to know, like, what they're going through as well. They just want to make sure their lives are happy and, you know.
Okay, so we're going to move on. Now we have $190 balance in day 7s. And it says, your landlord found out that you have a pet. And now you have to pay a $350 pet fee.
Oh my goodness.
What do you want to do?
Okay.
Pay the fee, take your pet to the animal shelter, or ask a friend to share your pet. But we have to share it through Facebook and Twitter as well.
I don't know, man.
We don't have the money to pay the $350 for sure. So
we can't afford a pet fee right now. Looking at our balance.
Oh my god.
Because from what I know, even if we let a friend take it, right?
You still have to pay for like their food and stuff.
Because I have a pet, and to be honest, it's not cheap to afford a pet.
It's definitely not cheap to like, especially their dog food and their care.
Yeah.
It's also very pricey.
And somehow you have to pay the pet fee for like
$150.
Okay.
Yes.
I don't think we can discuss this any further. We're definitely gonna bring the pet to the animal
shelter. Really don't have
maybe,
the money.
Maybe in the future we can get it back.
Yeah. Or have a pet when we're more stable.
Oh.
Oh no. I'm sad.
But let's
take our pet to the animal shelter.
Giving up our happiness.
Okay, now it's day 8. It says a friend of a friend needs a place to stay. He's offering you $200 to camp out in your living room.
Take it.
Okay. Result as Barbara discovered in nickel and demand. High cost often force people to share housing.
It's common.
Yeah.
It's very common.
Okay, we have $390 in day 9.
Oh.
Your head is pounding and you're burning out, but you have to be at work in an hour. What do you want to do? Call in sick or go anyway?
I would actually call in sick because I don't want to work halfway and then...
I would call in sick as well because what if my conditions get worse?
Yeah.
Try not to.
Like, I could be hospitalized.
Yeah, but.
And that would cost even more money.
Mm. Yeah, and I understand, but like, I'm trying to put myself in that position, right? Because this game, you know, is trying to like see stuff.
Do you want to call in sick? You want to go anyway?
If you call in sick, what if.
I will call in sick. It's better to call in sick for once rather than, you know, hospitalized for like maybe like 3 days.
Okay, we'll call in sick then in this case. Okay, as a result, since your company doesn't offer sick leave, that's going to cost you a day of pay and count as a strike on your record. Hope you feel better tomorrow.
That's what I was thinking, right? Because I work part-time.
Uh-huh.
So I know, like, if you think about, like, big companies or, like, companies in restaurants and stuff like that, they might not... I don't want to say they won't care, but like...
They won't bend the rules.
They won't bend the rules just for you because you're not feeling well and you're over, you know, you're burning out. And that's why I overanalyzed.
I get what you mean.
Yeah, I was like, if I take call in sick, I might either lose my job or, you know, I might get a strike in some way and they will keep their eye on me. And if I make one mistake, they might fire me. That's what I'm thinking. That's why I say I'm like overanalyzing stuff.
Okay, anyways, we have to move on. So we have a first job strike now. Please. And we're moving to day 10. Oh, it's payday. We have now $541.
Oh, this is the part.
You're helping out the dishwasher during a lull when you accidentally get bleach all over your uniform shirt. What do you want to do? Buy a new one or wear the damaged one? I would wear the damaged one.
Okay.
I would buy a new one because we already have like one strike. Maybe who knows, if we wear the damaged one, then gonna be our employers will be like having reasons why are you not taking care of our image since you're like the, you know, like the face of the restaurant.
Yeah, so no, let's just buy a new one.
Buy a new one. It's $40.
To have a second strike for now,
so
at least.
We have $511 and at day 11, it says, your child's sneakers are falling apart and it's time to buy new ones. Name brands are important, but they don't come cheap. What do you want to do? Pay the name brand, which costs you $100, or go to the thrift store, which costs $10.
I will go to the thrift store.
Personally, thrift store, you can find
good stuff.
Shoes.
Good stuff. Okay. Yes.
So pretty close.
Yeah. Thrift store it is, without any questions. So we have $501 in day 12. Everyone is pitching in for a lottery pool. What do you want to do?
This is literally gambling.
Don't play.
Pay $10
gambling.
Or don't play.
Don't play.
If you pay $10.
Who knows? We might get
you
arrested.
You might get money. But we would lose $10.
Yeah.
I mean, it's $10. We have $501.
But you have to know that our situation now, we can't really gamble on anything.
Play.
We have to understand the risk behind, you know, a lottery pool.
I mean, it's up to you. But, I mean, $10, it's... fine.
Do we want to try $10?
The risk though, but...
I mean, we can try it.
Yeah, let's just try it.
Let's go with it, lah.
Okay. As a result, this isn't your lucky week, but when you can't afford a $401,000, the lottery is the closest thing where you got an investment option.
Well, I guess, like, this game overall really, like, touches on, like, you know...
Yeah, I kind of think that it is really long. It's day 13 and I think we have a lot of discussion
in
between.
It's day 13 and we have $491 and, you know, this really opens up, like, our eyes, like, to how we manage our money and time as well. Mm.
So far, I kind of think that we're doing pretty well in this game.
Yeah, we survived until day 13.
I mean, you played before, right? So, how was your experience when you played, like, for full 30 days?
Oh, I actually ran out of money on day 24.
I mean, you were like...
There's a lot, but every situation is different because right now, as I'm playing it, actually, a lot of the situations, the events are actually different, yes. Because my first option initially, my job was to go for a warehouse job.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so it's very different. It's very interesting to see, like, you know, different decisions came with different consequences, and also it has like this Mandela effect, I would say, on your life. So yeah,
butterfly effect,
domino effect.
Yeah. But yeah, it does bring a really good insight on the whole poverty issues and stuff like that.
See, this is the thing, right? Is that you actually wouldn't know that such thing existed if it weren't for all the awareness that's happening. Yes, even the internet and stuff, which is why it's really, really important to have social media around you. But, you know, I also kind of find that some people might feel very boring, might feel bored from reading all the articles and just the news that's going on, which is why many people found this interesting way to try and get people to interact and try to teach people the actual issues of like this whole poverty and making sure you are financially stable.
Mm.
In a way, it's interactive and also educational, furthermore beneficial.
Yeah, but so instead of like, you know, just doing like posts and blog posts and news articles, they actually create like a really interactive thing to communicate with people around the world. So that's really good.
And it actually teaches how to manage our finance or money properly, because, you know, if people have not been reading about these kind of things pre-COVID, they might be just outspending everything.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like me spending everything with my money, which I'm ashamed of. But to be honest, this whole games and articles or like post platform,
social media platforms,
actually shows the unity that us Malaysians, we hope to strive, preserve and come back stronger when the pandemic is over.
I think all around the world. Yeah. I think everyone around the world. And like Demi mentioned, just like the theme, resilient, we hope that everyone who has been tuning in
enjoyed our show. If you'd like to see more of our content, be sure to follow us on our socials at Sunway FM on Instagram and Spotify, as well as our YouTube, Sunway FM Student Broadcast. And just before we go, we would like to wish everyone happy World College Radio Day, and make sure to stay home and practice social distancing. Last but not least, despite the negativity that has been revolving around us, as long as we persevere, all that's left to do is wait for time to pass. Once it's all over, we would be able to feel the fresh breeze again without having to cover ourselves with masks. So here is one last track from Jace. This is In the Summer, featuring Joshua Wong and JJ Michaels, here on Sun FM. Goodbye.
Crazy, I think I've gone a little crazy. I've been stuck in here all day. How much longer should I stay? Oh, maybe they are drinking without me.
Nah.
Everybody's probably stuck doing the same.
Right. Yeah,
can't you see? Ain't about you and me. We gotta keep ourselves out of the way. I guarantee it's gonna be okay. Feeling like, ooh, can't you hear it? Music playing in the streets, come along, he'll set you free. Like, ooh, don't forget it. When we're out here once again, take me back to where we danced in the summer. Going out about the day, making money every way. Chasing, I gotta keep a steady pacing. Everything will start to fall right into place. Yeah, but can't you see this is the only year we're all together standing here as one. So hand in hand, our suffer and find out. Whoa. Same mistakes, we're gonna find a way. I know we'll be alright, baby. Now that we've learned to see.